This is a News 1130 special report.
As thousands of people prepare to descend on D.C. this Saturday in the Women's March Against President-elect Donald Trump, Vancouver will be hosting its own event. Among the local marchers will be President of the BC Federation of Labour, Irene Lanzinger, whose entire organization has thrown its support behind the rally. She joins us live on the line now. Irene, why did your organization feel the need to put its support behind this rally?
Well, I think because we, as a labor movement, have some fundamental values, and those values are around acceptance and tolerance, human rights, supporting the rights of women, of racialized people, of LGBTQ folks. These are things that have been fought for over the years. The labor movement has been part of that fight. We want to continue to be part of that fight. Some of the statements that Donald Trump has made over the time period of his candidacy make us very, very concerned about what direction the United States might go on the front of human rights and women's rights. So we were happy to support the people who came together and said they were going to organize a march in Vancouver.
Irene, considering that we won't be governed by Donald Trump, at least that I know of, and basically we're a foreign country, and Trump isn't really going to listen to what anyone says in Vancouver, what do you hope is going to accomplish at the end of this?
You know, the fight for human rights, it doesn't happen just in the United States. But that struggle that we've had to make sure that everybody, you know, has certain rights in all of our countries, there's a negative impact on that struggle globally when leaders get elected who talk about building a wall to keep out immigrants, who talk about fundamentally attacking the human rights of people of who are Muslim, for example. So we all have a stake in making sure that the message is sent that we believe in everyone's rights, that we believe every person has a right to be treated with decency and dignity and be respected.
And do you think
that's a value that should be a global value? And there, Trump isn't the only one, right? But it's a pushback against that kind of thought and ideology.
So in other words, this is more a message to the world than anything.
It's a message to the world. There's a march in London. You know, there are marches all over the world. And those marches are being led by people who share the values I talked about, who you know, respect the civil rights movement in the United States, who have fought all over the world for women's rights, to reproductive choice, for example, a right that Trump has talked about taking away. You know, we live in a global world these days. These are struggles that we all share across many countries. And we want to make sure that we in Canada say we have fought long and hard for these things. We are not there yet. We have a ways to go to be, you know, to be where we want to be on some of these issues. But we've made some progress, and we are not going to let anybody drive us back.
Thank you very much for joining us, Irene. That was BC Federation of Labour President Irene Lanzinger speaking with us ahead of Saturday's Women's March in downtown Vancouver following the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump.